Well, hello, hello, ladies and gents, and welcome into Game Changers, the lessons you never learned in school. I'm Ryan Ruff, your moderator, and as always, I'm going to be joined by Barry Garapedian, the president and CEO of Mag7 Consulting. We're going to be jumping into another great topic here today, one of those lessons you never learned in school. Today's topic, an episode entitled Becoming a Corporate Athlete. What do we mean by this? Well, Barry and I are going to be getting into a conversation today surrounding a particular way to maximize and really become an efficient corporate athlete. You know, you hear a lot these days about time management, how we can be efficient, how we can be effective with the proper use and management of our time. But today, Barry and I are going to be talking about a little bit of a different resource, not necessarily time. There's something else very important that needs to be discussed. But before we get into the nitty gritty, let's go ahead and say hi to the man of the hour. Barry, great to see you today. How you doing?
Ryan, good morning. It's absolutely a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, great to be with you. I'm excited about today's conversation because, yeah, I mean, we hear so much about this idea of time management, why it's so important. And don't get me wrong, it is. But there's something else that's also equally as important that helps somebody become this thing that we're talking about today, becoming a corporate athlete. Barry, why don't you frame up today's conversation from a high level? Dive into it with me. What it really is the gist of today's conversation.
So think about all the things when you were involved in sports, all the preparation, all the things that you did, the stretching, the lifting. What if we were to take those same disciplines and put those into a corporate atmosphere? And in my mind, that's exactly what I did. I would have wished I was a professional athlete, but I wasn't. So I took a lot of those disciplines, such as what time do I go to bed at night? What is my protocol? What time I wake up? Win the morning air, all of those processes only towards business now and having structure and a process, just like when I was involved in high school and college, when I was on, in this case, the tennis team. So just basically repurposing what worked in sports, doing it in a corporate environment.
I love that. And Barry, you and I, as we were talking about this, ahead of sitting down to record today, there's the time management aspect that we find that's so important, talked about often, but also, like your analogy with sports, there's the energy management component to it, where you need to make sure that you're waking up every day energized, ready to go. So speak to this idea of energy management a little bit and why it's just so important in becoming that corporate athlete.
It's not about time management, guys. It's about energy management. Think of this. I always like using this metaphor. Little hinges open big doors. Little things you do during the day are going to make a huge difference. So it could be as simple as the water consumption you're drinking. It could be as simple as having a play sheet before you start your day of what are the main things you want to be doing. So there's no one way to do this. The key is managing your energy and using your calendar as a time blocking strategy to facilitate a kick-ass day. And it doesn't happen by accident. It's very structured, very organized, and I do love process. So managing your energy is having the juice at 4, 5, 6 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock at night, so you can sustain, in my mind, an entrepreneurial kind of lifestyle.
I love it. Barry, as we typically do on this show, we love to break down these concepts into kind of bite-sized ways to digest a lot of the wisdom and material that you share with not just us, the audience, but of course, you know, with the young minds that you work with at Mag7 Consulting. So if you were to whittle this topic down to kind of three important factors that somebody should know about this idea of energy management, what would those three be?
Well, number one is preparation. And when I say preparation, I learned this when I was 23 years old on center court playing tennis at Las Colinas Club in Dallas. And I asked this really successful guy, how did you become so successful? He said, Barry, it's the six P's. Prior planning prevents piss poor performance. I never forgot that. It's all about planning, 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 structure. And for me, the morning starts. I already know what I'm going to do. I planned it the previous night. I'm rolling in the morning. So number one is planning. Number two, it's showtime. And what I mean by showtime is at 7 a.m. till noon, from 2 to 4, whatever. I have a structure of when I'm on. And in my particular case, when I'm talking to clients. So showtime is when I'm actually doing what I should be doing. The prep is way before, but showtime is what we're doing right now. And then the other thing is avoiding negative energy. And I don't want to spend too much time on negative energy, but negative energy, it would be negative people around you, people who are always complaining. Those kinds of energies, I put big walls around me to protect myself so I can focus on what I'm supposed to be doing, which I call showtime. So I'm very, very mindful of negative out. For instance, I'll maybe watch 5 minutes of the news. We know the news is very negative. I would consider that a waste of time, more than 5 minutes. Having negative people around me, constantly whining and complaining and crying about stuff, negative walls around me, don't need it. So that's what I mean by negative things around me. We can spend a lot of time on that, which I don't want to. But remember, you have only so much energy. And for every one positive, for every one negative, you need three positives. And you need a 5-to-1 ratio, a 5 positive to 1 to thrive. I want to thrive. You want to thrive. So think about your energy as a very golden area of keeping it safe so you can go out and do what you're phenomenal at.
Barry, I love this conversation because it's so relatable to anybody out there. I mean, look, we can all admit to ourselves that we're all guilty of waking up in a tizzy, running around, trying to figure out what I'm going to put on that day. I'm slurping down coffee to try and get an ounce of energy to get kickstart my morning. I love that it all begins with preparation, as you mentioned. So let's double click into that first one, preparation, because boy, does it, you reap the reward. You're able to step into showtime with the proper preparation. So break preparation down for me. You know, you and I have talked a little bit about it, but diet, sleep, exercise, all the good stuff that goes into it. You know, what does proper preparation look like to you?
Ryan, it starts the evening before. So if I'm getting ready for Friday, as an example, it starts Thursday night. For me, is what time I'm in bed by. I want to be tucked in by 9:30 at night, as an example. It gets easier to get up in the morning, where I start my day at 4:20 in the morning. So one, it starts the evening before. I also have my day planned the evening before. I'm not doing that in the morning. It's done the evening before. Diet is huge as a corporate athlete. Remember, food is engineered for you to want more. Be mindful that they want you to eat more food. Are you eating the right foods? Are you eating processed foods? Are you eating the salty, sugary drinks? Stop it. Stop it. It's not going to help you. So be mindful of your diet. Be mindful of your protein. That's right. You're a corporate athlete. For every 1 pound you weigh, you should probably eat about 1 gram of protein. So I weigh 165. I'm eating 170 grams of protein. You say, what does that have to do with business? Hey, I need the energy to sustain a kick-ass day. I'm a corporate athlete. So my diet is critical. My exercise, extremely important. Why? It makes me feel good. It gives me endorphins. I feel better about myself. My suits fit better. My clothes fit better. I'm more upbeat. I'm constantly bringing endorphins into my day. If I work out in the middle of the day or work out in the morning or doing my 90-second plank before I start my day. That's right, a 90-second plank. Why do I do that? It's demonstrating mental acuity. Doing something hard in the morning, science has shown that springboards you with momentum. Try it, 90-second plank. So the key here is the consistency. Doing it once a week is going to do nothing for you. Doing yoga once a week is going to do nothing for you. But doing it 3 or 4 times a week, doing it every day, now we're getting into what I call high performance. And if you look at high performers around you, they have a plan. They're doing things that very few people are doing. And that's what you can do as a corporate athlete.
Mm-hmm. And well, proper preparation then segues into the day, right? It's your showtime, as you had mentioned, Barry. So when somebody does the proper planning, they move into showtime the next day. What does showtime really look like when they know they've done the proper planning?
So showtime for me is usually a time horizon where for me, it's 7 a.m. to oftentimes 5 p.m. And I break my days down into a morning focus, an afternoon focus, and a morning focus, a mid-afternoon, and an afternoon focus. And since my role is consulting and talking to lots of people during my day, it's very, very important for me to have the energy for everyone, meaning my role, my job is to be extraordinary every day. I'll repeat that. My job is to be extraordinary every day. That's an intention I live by. So when I start my day, I don't want to rush through this person or rush through this. I want to take my time, breathe, and that moment, I'm focused on the moment of what I can do to add value to that person. The game for me is adding value to anyone I can touch. That takes energy. You can't read a script and do that. This is absolutely your heart and giving all of yourself to someone. I need my energy. Where am I going to get my energy? It starts the evening before. It starts with my diet, my fitness, the people I'm hanging around. Remember, you are the aggregate of the five people you associate with. Think about that. Who are you hanging with? Brings me energy also. So my day is about making people better, getting them into a higher performing state. And that requires me to be that leader and demonstrate it. If my energy is a 2 and I want this other person to be at a 10, it's not congruent. It doesn't make sense. My energy is real, it's authentic, and I love what I do. How do we get you to an 8 or a 9 or a 10 energy? Well, I'm going to share with you. It's a many, many, many things that we're talking about today.
Sure. And Barry, you start with the preparation, you move into showtime. Let's say you've got that level 10 of energy, but there's always outside noise. You and I have had conversations around this idea of these five deadly toxins. It's really these things that are holding people back. It's that negativity that you mentioned a moment ago, and we don't have to spend too much time talking about it, but it does hold us back from allowing that 10 of energy to really flourish into the day. Talk to me about why this, it shouldn't be we shouldn't not speak about it, but why it's worth noting that you need to kind of rid yourself of this.
There's five deadly toxins you want to be mindful to mitigate in your life. It's almost impossible to do it 100%, but here's the five. Number one, stop complaining. Complainers around you or even you complaining, stop it. It's not making you better. Number two is that person who's constantly criticizing everything. You don't need to break everything down and criticize. No, I don't want to be around people that are constantly criticizing. I'm always doing something wrong. But just be mindful of the complainers and the people who are over-criticizing. Also, we talked about earlier, people who are always negative. You know who I'm talking about. There's always a dark cloud over some of these people's heads. They're just miserable people. Be mindful of people like that. They're not making you better. The other thing is those excuses where you hear an excuse for anything. It's not done. I don't care. Just get the job done. So if those people who are constantly giving excuses while they're late, traffic, I don't care. I don't want to be around those kinds of folks. And the fifth is gossiping. Absolutely 100% waste of your time to gossip about anyone or even be involved in a gossiping conversation. So over complaining, criticizing, being negative, making excuses, gossiping are, in my mind, the five deadly toxins. Be mindful of it. They're emotionally going to drain you. Just like an energy vampire is going to suck blood out of you, and you need to be running 80, 90% of your juice. That might take 50% juice away from you, and you can't provide a kick-ass day.
Of course. Well, Barry, I mentioned, kind of towards the top of the show, we're all human. We all make mistakes. I'd love it if you could share with me a quick story of your own where, doing the preparation, finding your way into showtime and keeping those five deadly toxins out. I mean, it's work. It takes effort to be able to do that. Tell me a story where you were human, let's say, and fell victim to maybe not preparing and the avalanche that it caused.
Yeah. I can think of many of them, Ryan, because when you're in the batter's box, I call it fail forward, but I can give you examples such as swimming. If you don't do the practice in the pool and you get out in the ocean. I've had situations where there's a cramp and you have to figure out a way to swim through it and it's going to go away. And or you have an eyelash in your goggle and you have something in your eye and you can't get it out and you have to figure out a way that you have to swim through it. The point of the matter is stuff is going to happen when you're playing offense. It's part of the game. You might run a marathon and you say, oh my gosh, you're at mile 13. How am I going to get through the next 13 miles? This has happened to me many times where there might be some self-doubt, but once you're in the what I call the healthy struggle, you just have to do it. And whether it's a horrible time, but in my mind, it's finishing. It's all about finishing. So if you're doing a marathon, if you're running a swim, or doing a swim, or you're doing anything like that, the game is finding the way to get through it and also giving yourself some accolades that you actually put yourself in the batter's box to fail. It's okay. I call it fail forward. But the reality, many people won't even get in the batter's box, Ryan, because they're scared. And if you're scared, you're self-sabotaging, you're like internally cutting yourself. You don't realize it. You're never going to grow unless you get in front of fear and you get outside your zone. That's when you're, I call it the butterfly effect, Ryan. The butterfly effect is in your stomach. When you have butterflies, that's when you know you're growing. When you feel butterflies in your stomach, like nervousness, that's when you're growing, gang. So if you don't feel the butterflies every now and then, that means you're sort of complacent and you're stable. You want to continuously be out there making things happen. So you're going to fall sometimes. I've fallen many times. It's just part of the game.
Amen to that. Barry, we've thrown a lot at our audience, a lot in terms of the preparation, showtime, those deadly toxins we want to try and mitigate and avoid in our lives. If you had to whittle down some key takeaways, some things that you want the audience to take, begin implementing into their life today, what would those be?
I would say the first thing is bringing in good habits. You do a micro, you bring in small habits. So if you want to start something big, start small. So my challenge to you, or is it call to action, is try doing a 60-second plank every morning. You know what I'm talking about. It's a yoga 60-second plank. That's going to build into a 90-second or a 2-minute. And having a strong core is wonderful. But the point I'm making here, it's small little habits to start. So that would be number one. Number two is be extremely mindful who you're spending your time with. If you're around high performers, there's science that shows your game will go up 25% being in within 25 feet of a high performer. Same goes with a non-performer. If you're around an underachiever, guess what's going to happen? You're going to also go down too. So again, you're the aggregate of the five people you most associate with. That's a big takeaway. And then finally, the most important thing is fun, fun, fun. Life without laughter, it's like having a boring salad. Do you want to have a boring salad? Do you want to have a boring life? Find ways to make it fun. Life doesn't have to be so serious. I'm having fun talking with you right now. Fun, fun, fun. Life without laughter. Nothing's worse than having a boring salad. Do you want to be a boring salad? Absolutely not.
I love that analogy. That's a great one. Barry, you're having these kinds of conversations like the one we're having with a lot of the young minds you work with at Mag7 Consulting, kind of instilling these principles of success and achievement at younger ages so that they can thrive and, in today's case, become that corporate athlete later on in life. For anybody out there in our audience that would be interested in connecting with you and your team, learning a little bit more about how it is you actually help, your clients. What would be the best way they could look you up, find you online, and maybe open up a conversation?
Well, the phone number is 818-427-6109. And you can also email me, Barry@mag7consultants.com. And I'd be happy to chat with you.
Fantastic. Well, Barry, look, I appreciate your time. I know you got clients to serve. You got a busy day ahead, so we'll let you get to that. But thanks again, and I'll see you back here on the next one.
Thank you, Ryan. Talk soon.
Of course. And hey, folks, we want to take a final moment as always and thank you for stopping by, taking some time out of your day to be with us. If you enjoyed today's discussion, you learned a thing or two, make sure you hit that subscribe button on whichever platform you checked us out on today so that you don't miss out on other great conversations like this where Barry and I dive into these principles of achievement and success so that you and yours can come out better for it on the other side and be able to become that corporate athlete as we discussed today. Before Barry, I'm Ryan. We're going to go ahead and say so long now, but we appreciate you stopping by and being with us on Game Changers.